Okay, seriously, I am not a control freak. But can I just show you the right way to do that? What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all of the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Let's jump into today's episode. I am so fucking pumped about today's episode. As a recovering control freak, this topic is so close to my heart, and I want to express to you how possible it is to figure out how to let go of control and ease some of your anxiety. So I don't use words like perfectionist or people pleaser or control freak lightly anymore. I very much so in the past would have just labeled myself with all of those things. But then I learned that what we speak is true. And if I kept calling myself a control freak, that is what I would continue to be. And so I've stopped using this language. And that's where I want you to start. I want you to stop calling yourself a perfectionist. I want you to stop saying, I'm a control freak. I can't help it. I want you to stop using these labels on yourself because they are so negative and it perpetuates that cycle of just, well, this is what I'm called. I call myself it. Other people call me it. It must be true because it's not. It's not fucking true. So, where does this need for control come from? Like, why do I ask Derek to load the dishwasher just to go and redo it after he's already done it? Literally, guys. Like, you maybe think I'm joking, but he will load it at night and I'll lay in bed and I'm like, it's fine. No, it doesn't matter what it is. It's great. And then I'll wake up in the morning and I'm up usually an hour or 2 hours before he is, and I will literally unload it just to reload it the way I want it to be. Because I can fit more stuff in there than he can. I can do it the right way. How fucked up is that? But you are my people, so I know you're not judging me and you completely understand. We see things differently. We see things with like a right and wrong, black and white lens when it was just fine. I asked him to load it. I wanted him to do that. But when he did it, I could not handle it. It was this feeling that that was not the right way. I could do it better. I'll redo it. And what did I get from that? The satisfaction of knowing that one more plate was able to fit in. What does that do for me? Literally nothing. So, in those moments when I'm getting caught up in needing to be in control, needing to have things done a certain way, I've learned to step back, look at the situation, and say, does it really fucking matter? Literally, you guys, that is what I say to myself. Does it really fucking matter? I love to use the a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. Will this have been worth my time? To unload and reload the dishwasher when it was fine 2 seconds ago, the way someone else did it? And the answer is usually no. It won't matter. So why am I letting it rule me? But why do we do this? Why do we love this sense of control? It's like an addiction. It's like we can't help it. In that moment, it feels like my world will stop turning if I don't fix it, if I don't do it the right way, if I don't change it. And it feels so overwhelming. So, what is with that? Where is that coming from? Well, with so much mental health and especially anxiety, everything else feels out of control. It's like my mind does what it wants. My body does what it wants. I'm in fight or flight mode constantly. My brain is overreacting to simple, small situations. I'm having this big reaction. Everything feels out of control. So when I have an opportunity to add structure and routine and consistency and a sense of control to my life, you can bet your ass I'm going to take it. And to some extent, that is such an amazing thing. To some extent, it can be super healthy. It is what has allowed me to add exercise and clean eating to my life and take control that way. But it can also be super debilitating. When I think a situation could have been handled better or differently and done my way, I literally cannot get past it. I will obsess and think about how it could have been handled in such a different way, in what the outcome might have been if I would have done it a certain way. Would things have been different? And I just play through these scenarios of like how things could have changed if I would have been the one in control, if I would have done it. And that's a nightmare. That is exhausting. It is painful, painful to live through that. Guys, this life is so fucking hard already. It's so hard. It's so challenging. It shapes us and we grow and we learn new things. But damn, life is so hard. And here I am, torturing myself over and over again when something isn't going the way I want it to go. And for what? For what? So it comes back to this. Does it fucking matter? And that is the question that I live by. That is the question that gets me out of this incessant need to control things. Does it fucking matter? And I want you to start using that. I want you to start asking yourself if it really matters. Stop torturing yourself. Stop putting yourself through these what-if scenarios and let shit go. Does it matter? Use it. And I promise you will see a difference in your attitude, your reactions towards other people, your gratitude will increase. Things like Derek loading and unloading the dishwasher the wrong way. Like, does it fucking matter? 10 years from now, I want to look back and laugh about this partnership that we've shared and my past of, you know, reloading the dishwasher after he's already done it because I had a right way. Like, I want to giggle to myself about how ridiculous that was, because it is. And it is so ridiculous. But I want to, when I look back, I want to see this partnership and how we were in it together and how, even if it wasn't the way I thought it needed to be done, it doesn't make it wrong. How helpful it was. Does it fucking matter? Try that. What are you struggling with right now that you could ask yourself, does it fucking matter? You might be able to relieve some of your anxiety in this moment by asking yourself that really simple question. So I hope you will take that with you today. I hope you will learn to laugh at yourself. Acknowledge how ridiculous you're being. It's okay. I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. You are never alone. I don't care how ridiculous your anxiety makes you look sometimes. I have your back. I am a super proud recovering control freak. And I hope that you will use what we chatted about in today's episode to change your life too. As always, guys, if you are loving The Anxious Therapist, please share it with a friend who you think might be able to benefit from it and tag me at The Anxious Therapist on Instagram. I would love to hear what you think, and I cannot wait to see you in our next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.